Listen closely. The views discussed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. Audience discretion is advised.
And don't hold this shit against us.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. Please call.
That's actually hilarious. Man, I didn't really want to start with that clip. But since we're starting out with Kanye today, and it's been 17 years since that iconic moment on television, I thought it was only fair. Welcome back, folks. It's another episode of The Winning Podcast. Look at me being all proper and shit. Welcome back, folks. It's your host, Luigi.
And your assistant, Caleb.
Man, my assistant. Moving on up in the world. I feel like you really made it when you have an assistant you're not paying. No?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But nah, he's not the assistant. My man stepping in here. We're gonna have some conversations. Honestly, yeah, like I said, we're gonna start out with Kanye because the boys back at it again. You know, what did he say? Travis Scott and what did he say?
He said Tristan, mm-hmm. And then the next post was like, let's become cum donors.
Yeah, or something like that. And did he mean Travis Scott, or did he mean Scott Disick?
I don't know.
Either way, see, that's three people. Damn. He said, I don't think he said let's become, he said since we're all
calling my fellow cum donors.
That's wild.
We in this together.
That's wild. I saw a tweet that I was like, yo, Kanye's been worshiping the Kardashians. Now that shit didn't work out, he's making it a social issue. Bro, that's your problem.
Oh my God.
And that's very true. Bro.
Never meet your heroes.
Yeah. Damn.
Never meet your idols.
Damn. That's deep. Apparently now he's also throwing shots at Kris Jenner.
He's always been throwing shots at Kris Jenner.
Yeah, but what was his text messages where it was like, where she was like, yo, I'm 60-something years old, tell your dad not to involve me in something.
So it was Kim had been texting Kanye and was like, yo, please stop. And he was like, no, you're not going to tell me where my kids are going to go to school. And then the next one was her being like, this is from my mom. Which also I'm like, why can't you send your own text? Yeah. Oh, wait, because Kanye has her blocked. He talked about that. Okay,
you're telling me Kris Jenner. I guess, can't find a way. I guess.
Send a message. Well, pigeon.
But in all reality, I know she's not the way for it. Okay, that actually could be a real thing, but I guess in all reality, yeah, she did make it happen. She had the closest person she could, you know. But what's their beef? I don't know what it is.
Kanye has never really approved of Kris Jenner because he feels like Kris just wants to use his kids as a marketing ploy, just like she used her own kids as a marketing ploy.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like that's why I can relate to that lady, because this is what Kanye kind of went for. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to marry into a family like that and then now have, like, qualms about how they're acting? Bro, you should have seen this coming. Not to say who's wrong and who's right. I don't know the entire situation. Honestly, I'm not on anybody's side. I hope the kids are good. I hope, you know, this is another marketing ploy. I'm expecting another Kanye and Kim wedding any day now, if I'm being completely honest.
Not at all.
I
hope not.
Like, that's the craziest thing that could happen.
For America's sake and for the sake of the role models in this country, we don't need that. No, we didn't need any of this, really.
But see, that's the other thing. We can't... I don't know. I could see it happening because... I just don't put that past them. But at the same time, are we, as black people, on record trying to say Kanye's gone too far? Or is Kanye in his right mind to be acting the way he's acting?
I'm going to be real, man. Let's take the fame out of it for a moment.
Bro, that'd be some wild shit.
Let's take the fame out of it.
Kanye lived down the road, that'd be some wild shit.
Let's say this is somebody in your neighborhood. Or this is your dad. If this is your dad,
no way. Yeah.
If my dad started acting like this, I'm going to be real. We may just have to throw hands off principle that you're embarrassing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not take that. That is too much. And so, you know, I can't really give him a pass. He got away with it the first set of Instagram posts.
Yo.
We're like 6 Instagram post sessions deep now of him just going way too far.
I agree because, you know, those are things, because I'm big on keep things behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as an artist, as a billionaire, and by billionaire, it's not even about the money. I'm talking about you're worth a lot. You got a lot going on, bro. Like, you're the last person who needs, but in the same light of you saying that, and of me saying that, just because Kanye has money, we can't really exclude him from acting like every other dude down the block.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's a good and bad thing. So, like, on one hand, I get it, bro. Like, that's real life on one hand. But on the other hand, it's like you can have these things happening, but you ain't got to post those online. Mainly because you are Kanye West. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Man, it's like Alex Jones actually recently had to go to court for defamation, and he lost.
Damn, that's sick.
Because Alex Jones was saying that the it was a school shooting, an elementary school shooting, mm-hmm. that he said didn't happen.
Oh,
he said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
I remember hearing about that.
And he was having people online attacking the families, basically calling mm-hmm. them liars mm-hmm. and like all this stuff. And he had to pay money to those people.
I think
because
he paid millions.
Yeah. Because he caused them so much grief and suffering. And it's been so many years since that happened. And, like, I'm not going to say that they didn't deserve to win that. They mm-hmm. definitely deserve to win that. Alex Jones sucks.
Mm-hmm.
but, man, nobody is waiting for money like somebody who went through trauma a while ago.
Yeah.
Like, don't bring up anything old, man. If you're trying to mm-hmm. if you're trying to win anything, mm-hmm. we already got the facts.
Exactly.
You don't gotta do nothing for us to pull the receipts out, and you will lose.
Once they move, bro, that's why he also sent another message out. He was like, I heard Pete, or what did he say? He go, Pete, how are my kids' names looking on your skin on the trauma unit?
Yeah.
And I read that. I scrolled past it. And I scrolled back up. I go, I don't think I read that.
No.
I don't think I read that right. Hold on. And then I read it again. I scrolled back down a little bit further. And I go, wait, one more time. You know what I mean?
And now I want to know, did anything happen to Pete? Or is he just talking?
What is going on? And I go, listen. I know the black community, we try to laugh about a lot of things. That's just how we get through it. But is Pete okay? First of all, is Kanye okay?
No.
You know,
we already know the
answer
to that
one. Because, bro, how do you wake up on a, I guess it's Thursday. I'm on a 4-day week. Or it's Friday. I'm on a 4-day week, and I don't even know what day it is. but I woke up and I saw that, go, wherever you are, I know it's at least 3 hours ahead of me. You know what I mean? So you sent this early. Like, you sent this early. Because if it's 8, or, yeah, I was like, you know what I mean, bro? So I was like, there's just no way. Is Pete okay?
Damn, okay. So, according to this, following what was probably a traumatic experience, Davidson ended up having to go to trauma therapy to deal with the triggers that Ye's attacks caused, according to multiple sources. He is literally in trauma rehab. For being fucked with, sorry, excuse my language, for being messed with by Kanye.
Okay, can we talk?
And that in and of itself is, like, pretty messed up.
Okay. Some people say, bro, turn the screen off. Do you think Kanye's exposed? Because, can we talk about this? I want to talk about this. First of all, no victim blaming's happening here.
No.
No victim blaming. And just so I pull up the correct receipts, I just want to make sure, because Kanye didn't go to fucking, my bad, excuse my language. Kanye didn't go to the therapy when Pete Davidson sent him a message of himself and Kim in bed together, right?
That's true, but Kanye refuses to go to therapy for anything.
Well, but I know, I know, I know.
Actually, I don't know if that's true. Kanye does go to therapy. Like, he's
got
a therapist. He's got psychiatry.
I'm sure he does. But I just want to also bring up this text message. I'm in L.A. for the day. If you want to stop being a little internet bitch boy and talk. This is from Pete Davidson. Right?
Yeah.
Yo, it's Skeet. That's going to be forever hilarious, by the way. Right? Can we be real about that?
You're just owning the nickname.
You can't. You really can't. You can't go around calling yourself that.
No, not at all.
Because, yeah, you joked about it here, but if I pulled up and I go, yo, Skeet Davidson, you'd be like, yo, watch out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My God.
Man, I'm just reading this text, and it all wraps up with in bed with your wife. Yikes. So, yeah, back to the conversation. Oh, shit. Actually, it goes on a lot. Man. All right, anyway. So, we're talking about this, and I just want to know, what is Pete going through? What do you think Pete's going through?
I mean, you know, we exist in a society where cyberbullying is a very hefty thing. Mm. And it has caused a lot of damage, you know? And I guess you could say that it's not just the kids and teens that are suffering from cyberbullying attacks. Like, it's within reason to assume that Pete Davidson and anybody else really that has any kind of like internet presence that receives hate online is not immune to the effects of cyberbullying. Like, he's probably suffering at least some. Like, Kid Cudi, like, a long time ago when he went into rehab and like, 2015, 2016, he was also getting attacked online because he was like, guys, I'm mentally unwell. And Lupe Fiasco came out of left field and was like, yeah, you should be feeling unwell. I hate
no
you.
Way. What? That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And everybody was like, okay, Lupe Fiasco's canceled for cyberbullying Kid Cudi now. So, it's not outrageous, you know, that these people are still regular, just the same guys down the street.
Man, you don't think Pete's really devastated about his relationship with Kim?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Everybody is devastated when they get out of a relationship. I mean, some people have a disconnect with their emotions on it, but, I mean, for the most part, you should feel some kind of sadness.
How much of this do you think the Kardashians are to blame?
You know, I'm very...
It seems every man who goes to the Kardashian family...
Do you remember the Joe Rogan joke about
no.
the Kardashians?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if we could play that on here, but he has this joke, one of the last like major stand-ups that he did. Where he was like, you know, I just have this theory about the Kardashians that they're just like not human. There's like something about them. They like, you go to bed in there underneath their silk sheets and all these things. And then Kris Jenner walks into the room, kicks her leather designer boots off, perches on the edge of the bed like a demon, and just starts whispering spells in your ear.
No way. I could see that. I could see that because why isn't that every great man
that interacts with their family at all,
including
the ones in their family?
That's why I personally think Travis Scott's fighting for his life.
He might be.
Travis Scott's fighting for his life. I'm not going to lie to you. Ever since this whole, which one is he dating?
Kylie.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, now he's dropping a track here and there. He's, like, getting her tatted on. Travis Scott's fighting for his life. His festival that started out amazing. Now it's multiple lawsuits. You know what I mean, bro? Like, now he's having to perform in London. He's trying to hype up the London crowd, like dirty American crowd, knowing damn well it's... We need to protect Travis, bro, because we lost Kanye. Like, officially, bro, come on. It's like these men go to the Kardashians, and this is not even about women. It's about whatever they're into, whatever happens in that camp. It's like, bro, they get exposed to something that just drives them mad. Every single one of them. This might be the nerd in me talking, and I'm, you know, thinking of witches and spells and maybe aliens. You never know. But we lost Kanye. Who was the other dude?
Man, we need to never forget Lamar Odom.
Lamar, bro, I just saw Lamar Odom on Cold as Balls, Kevin Hart's show on Peacock. If you ain't got Peacock, I got a login. I'll give it to you after this.
Yep.
That was not an ad, and I did not just say I'm going to give him a login after this.
Hey, don't start doing that Netflix thing.
Yeah. But, man, you know, seeing Lamar Odom and him talking about, like, his recovery, and they still brought up the Kardashians and how good of a friend Khloe is and da-da-da-da-da. But that's not how I remember the story. Whoa. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking about all these guys, and I'm like,
Let's just take this idea for a moment. You remember the mob, right?
Mm-hmm.
The mob used to run things from the drug trade to guns to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And if they really wanted to set somebody up, they could set somebody up. If they wanted to set you up, though, mm-hmm. they could set you up.
Mm-hmm.
And, and so, like, you have people, like, not even any real talent mm-hmm. getting roles and all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff. And it's kind of like the Kardashians are like the mob. They've got control of the media.
Yeah.
And so if you want to be popular in this town, gunslinger,
you had to be Cactus Jack around yeah. here.
Then we gotta build you.
Yes.
And they'll since I'm not gonna speculate too much because I might end up at the receiving end of some kind of bag over my head scenario. But let's just say, conspiracy theory for a moment, that anytime somebody starts messing with the Kardashians, they might have something bad happen to them. It's not always mm-hmm. an ultimately bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Or the Kardashian always, responsible.
Yeah. It's just always easily recovered
mm-hmm.
with the assistance of mm-hmm. a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Travis going through his whole thing, people are like, oh my gosh, you know. It's also like, seems like everybody who dates a Kardashian gets accused of cheating at some point.
No, well, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he admitted to it.
No, he did, because remember, it was just a lookalike. He goes, oh, yeah, I did this on purpose.
Mm.
Yeah, which I still think the Kardashians were responsible, but it's like, you know.
Again, if they want to set you up, they can set you up.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know, man. It protect Kanye. Wow, that's a little too late.
Yeah, protect anybody who comes into contact with the Kardashians.
For real. Until we know what's for real going on. Until we get receipts on. Because, you know, like, again, I'm not trying to make excuse for guys. What Kanye could be a piece of shit for all I know.
He could
I
be.
I don't know Kanye.
Maybe he is.
I don't know Kanye.
How old is he now? He could just be like getting 40 a little something. Senile.
Yeah.
He had a major head injury at a young age.
Because the other thing, too, you know, he's always talking about, he was talking about how Adidas and other companies he's working with are making clothes and colors and whatever without him. But I'm pretty sure a while ago, Kanye came out with the paperwork that said they can't make decisions without him. So I'm not really sure how much of it is like. The other reason why I said that is because it always seems to get resolved peacefully, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll go on the rant, and then that's why I'm saying a wedding is not far off. Like, a wedding of, hey guys, I just wanted my wife back. Yeezy's back. You already know, da-da-da-da-da, with Kim by his side talking about, we just saw some things to work out, and then that's the story. Like, yeah. I don't put that past them.
Jada and Will.
That's a little bit different. That's a little bit different. She doesn't even defend this nigga.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? That's the other thing. Jada doesn't.
And that's sick.
It's a real nasty thing. I would have said the same thing if it was vice versa. Like, me personally, that's the first line of defense. You know, my partner. If we're together, you're not going to defend me. Or at least, you can yell at me behind closed doors. Do whatever you want. But in public, it's you and I. Because you can't. You know what I mean, bro?
I mean, yeah, but you don't want to just put on a front. You want it to be real.
I do want it to be real.
And if it's not real, then stop trying to make it. It's like, the thing that I hate most about celebrity relationships is, when it starts to become not sustainable, they mm-hmm. still keep holding on to it because of the public image.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, forget that. If it's not working, it's not working. It's move
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they say to try to, you know, I think it's another instance because they did say to try to do everything. But I just don't know if ultimately what it is. Because, again, the whole Chris Rock thing, I know we already talked about it. Like, I just felt like Jada just should have had his back no matter what. No matter how you really felt, no matter if you hyped it up. Because, you know what I mean? It's like, at least have the take of, you know, that's my husband, shit happens. But he can't be out here. I can't believe he did that either. Girl, hold on now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't have that type of energy because behind closed doors, you can be like, yo, like, I understand what happened, but, like, we gotta, you know, we gotta talk about this. I get that. But you can't be behind closed doors and in public talking about, yeah, I'm not with the shits. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't, I feel like Kim and Kanye are just, they have a date. They even have a date, bro. They have like, it's like a, it's gonna happen around one of their birthdays. They're gonna get married again and everything's gonna be Gucci. First picture to drop will be them and Kris Jenner.
Once again, once again, man, I just hope those kids are okay. That's the only thing I care about.
You think those kids care? That's the last thing I want to bring up about Kanye West, actually.
I don't know, man. It's hard to tell.
I just want to know.
How would they even really know?
How do,
Without full on access to that information.
You think they go to,
enews.com?
No.
On their iPads?
What? No, that's what we do. I was going to say, do you think they go to, I don't know, like the hills and at the pool house, somebody goes, yo, like, you know, your dad's doing this shit. And you know what I mean? Like, I just want to know. But
I
anyway. Mean,
I feel like, yes, that's like the same question of people being like, if you're a porn star and you have kids, mm-hmm. and like, what if they find that? What if?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Yeah. I feel like it's going to happen eventually.
That's why I think if I'm big enough.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a craft I think you got to be dedicated to.
Yeah.
You got to be dedicated.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Some people. We'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be another headline in about 5 years.
You feel me? Or tomorrow. Who knows? Next on the news, Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. Tiffany Haddish and Aries. What's the guy's name? Because I don't want to just bring her up and leave him out of here just because I don't know his name. So I'll do some quick research here. Tiffany Haddish. And Aries Spears.
Oh.
I knew that's what it was, but I just didn't want to, you know. They're being sued for, I believe, millions because they had a couple of actors and actresses that were underage. And they're, you know the story. I ain't even got to say anything else. Right? Do I need to say anything else? Or does that...
I mean, I understand where you're going with that. I'm looking at the headlines.
Yeah, yeah. You got the names. You do your own research. Tiffany Haddish, Aries Spears. The first thing I want to talk about before I ask you if you think they did it or not is, you know, the world's a real nasty place. I'm realizing Twitter is just not real and for a lot of reasons. This news drops and I go, let me see what the comments are about. And in the comments are, I've been known she was a monster. I told y'all she was nasty. I've always had a feeling about this. How did y'all not know? Did you ever get a feeling that Tiffany Haddish was running sex cults and making her actors and actresses doing weird things?
No.
You know?
Like, and you know, Aries Spears is another name I haven't even heard in a long time. I haven't heard that name since they were like, Aries Spears is really good at imitating rappers. And he, like, was, like, doing that as a
Can I be honest?
Go.
I thought I was real dyslexic because I kept looking at the picture of a black guy and I kept hearing Spears. And I kept, are you talking about Britney Spears? I was like, this doesn't add up. Who is this guy? That's not Britney Spears.
Britney Spears doesn't got enough control of her life to be able to do that.
But you know what I mean? I was like, Aries Spears? Who is that? I've never heard of an Aries Spears. And then the first time I hear about Aries Spears, it's, you know, bro?
Yes.
So... First of all, I don't know the truth. I was never on set. I'm not part of the industry. But I actually don't really know anything Tiffany Haddish has made besides Insecure. Is that it? Or is that somebody else? That's Issa Rae. See? That's how disconnected I am. So when I saw the news, I was like, I'm going to take a step back because everyone in the comments, like I said, just killing her. Like, we've been known. Like... But on the other side, all I've ever heard when you look up Tiffany Haddish is, wow, she's so great. She's da da da.
Yeah. She's been writing. She's been a writer on a lot of recent comedians' things. And
didn't,
like,
she just get a cooking show on, or is that somebody else? I feel terrible if I'm getting all these black creators confused. Let's see what comes up here.
Yeah, and
Let's see. Movies.
Okay, yeah, she's in Tuca and Birdie on HBO.
Okay.
Which I started watching. Or no, it's on Netflix.
Why can I not find... Yo, I'm telling you, bro, the other day, I was looking... Food Network had announced a new show. Tabitha Brown. I got the... So yeah, let me leave. Let's talk about Tiffany Haddish because I'm getting... I'm getting all these other women freaking entangled in this.
Tiffany Haddish has had a lot of roles in the last 2-3 years.
Okay.
Whether it's writing, directing, producing, acting. Like, she's had a lot of them. Like,
okay.
Literally, if you look it up, all of the roles that come up were in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the news came out that she's, her and Ari Spears are getting sued because they were making their actors pretty much do inappropriate things on set. How true do you think that is?
I mean, we live in a world where everything is true. We live in a world where everything is true until you can bring any kind of other evidence. Because, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was never able to be tried for those crimes. So we can only assume that he did do it. Because why else would you kill yourself? If he did. Dot, dot, dot.
Why else would you kill yourself?
Yeah, why else would you kill yourself? You know?
Like, come on now. Or how else could you kill yourself? Man. Anyway, but honestly, I...
And we were told, you know, when that whole thing happened... Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, there was a document that was released. It was basically just a long note that was like, here's a bunch of names that you guys haven't even ever considered would be involved in sexual misconduct, but they will be.
I just remember when everyone was like, how did he kill himself in his cell? And the cops were pretty much like, how does it not make sense to you? Mm-hmm. And then everyone goes, what? And they go, exactly. And then that was it. There was no investigation. People literally go, that's impossible. They go, but it is. And everyone just had to kind of agree, right?
I mean, yeah.
How did he hang himself? How could you not hang yourself in it? I mean, I don't know.
We don't know, man. There's any number of ways that he could have done it. All I'm going to say is they didn't release any pictures for the public to have their own opinion on.
Exactly.
So... And I'm not saying that that's how they should handle the dead, but he was accused of some major crimes, and I would at least like the Osama bin Laden treatment.
Bro, it's just like the other day I saw, they found $1.6 billion worth of cocaine in hampers.
Mm-hmm.
And then that also just kind of swiftly ran away. It must be amazing to have great lawyers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, bro? It must be amazing to just call a guy at 3 a.m. talking about, hey, bro, we got caught up. And he goes, go back to sleep. It's handled.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's actually insane. That's
rest up in the cell. I'll be there at 9.
Yeah, yeah. So that's that. And then, anyway, back to the Tiffany Haddish thing. See how crazy my mind runs. I'm right there with you, girl. You better have some. I wasn't even on set. I was at the Sneaky Link's house. Here's the text messages. Here's my location. I was at the Burger King. Here's my order. And you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You better be able to find some way to explain yourself. Cause,
yeah.
Because I don't believe that anybody accused of things like this specifically in the post-R. Kelly age.
Yeah. You got to have proof to come up with some shit like this.
Yeah. And you know, the last... I don't even know.
R. Kelly age. Who's, that nigga just went to jail.
Who's the last person that even won a court case against the victims?
Johnny Depp. Oh, actually, well, I don't know.
He wasn't accused of a sexual assault against his co-stars,
true.
Though.
That's
like,
true.
The last person that we were ever told about being involved with sexual misconduct with their co-stars, they always lose.
Yeah, actually, bro, I don't know. Kevin Spacey still... Kevin Spacey got a long way to go. But that's not what we're here to talk about. again, I don't know enough about those situations to talk about them. I just know, obviously, people are going to be like, well, you know, some people do lie, like da-da-da-da-da. I still got my eye out for the Michael Jackson thing, is all I'm going to say. Like, everyone said let him rest, because obviously, you know, there's a lot surrounding that. But I do still have an open mind about what could have happened with all the situations. So I'm going to stand with the victims on this one. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if more facts come out and she can prove her innocence, I don't know Ari Spears, but looking at that dude's picture and how much he was sweating, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You got some long years ahead of you.
You're not looking good.
Issa Rae, I'm not Issa Rae. See, look at me. Tiffany Haddish, hopefully you got a good explanation for this. If you don't, I hope you start packing your bags. Do you get to pack of bags when you go to jail? Do you get
No.
Well, I hope you start selling shit for yourself. And Ari Spears
takes care of your plants.
Yeah, man, Ari Spears, bro.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that DMX Jay-Z impersonation that you can do is not gonna help you in this one.
It might.
He said it's your boy.
Yeah. Cause man, I was looking at that, I was like, you know, something just tells me he did.
Oh man.
Oh, let me not do that. Anyway. That's all the celebrity news I had, bro. That's kind of whatever happened at the timeline. I go, this can't be real. Again, sorry Issa Rae, sorry Tabitha Brown, sorry Britney Spears. You know, don't mind me running, bro. I'm crying. That's funny.
God damn.
Oh, but we recently went to two concerts. Did we already introduce ourselves? I feel like, bro, we spent half an hour on that.
We did introduce ourselves.
We went to two concerts recently. I want to talk about them. This is the episode to do that because both to me were very healing. Mm-hmm. Like healing music is a real thing. First of all, if you don't believe in that, you must not be a part of the EDM crowd, because I know that's all them niggas talk about over there. First concert, Kid Cudi. That was amazing. I'm not gonna lie, that made me a bigger Kid Cudi fan than I ever was, because I was never really a Kid Cudi fan like that. But I was like, okay, I can see what the hype is about. And for me, I always kind of have a disconnect between concert and like the recorded music, because a lot of artists don't sound anywhere near as good live as they do on a beat. So honestly, like, from the lights, the production, he killed it. Yeah. I thought it was amazing. I like I said, I walked away a fan. I was like, okay, I might go follow him on Spotify and see what he's about. That was also not an ad for Spotify. Y'all want this plugin, I gotta start paying the boy.
Yeah, Kid Cudi was amazing. I will say, you know, before I talk about how great it was, I also would like to, you know, sandwich with some things. Don Toliver, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, bro, low key.
I want to figure out what, if no one answers me on what kinds of, quote, production problems you were having with this.
I know exactly what it was. Mm. I know exactly what it was, because I saw the proof today and I was pissed. Mm. Is that, it was, God did. He was with DJ Khaled, bro. He was with DJ Khaled. When this man, because around the time he said that, that's when DJ Khaled was like announcing his album. DJ Khaled posted a video of Don Toliver at his house for days, working on Let's Pray. I know that's what, maybe it wasn't the entire reason, but I know at least the Seattle night, you were supposed to be here. I know that night at least you're somewhere with Khaled recording. The beat is dope, the track is dope, you and Travis did your thing, but I also got a bone to pick. This is the second time we're supposed to see Don Toliver, yes, and it didn't happen.
Yes. So that's where I'll start with that. And the other opener that they had before, Denzel, I don't even know who that was, but I wasn't a fan. We left and got water during that.
Before Denzel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I didn't remember that. Because it was like a DJ, mm-hmm, with a hype man.
Yeah. That's always a nasty combo.
Yeah,
y'all need to stop doing that. Like... you know what I mean? The other way around, a DJ who's also a hype man
is great for a DJ artist. That raps, like Channel Trey. Channel Trey is cool because he'll literally walk out from behind the DJ booth and rap his part of the song and then go back and, and get behind it.
But man, don't come out here playing other people's music because they're not your own. You're not DJ Drama. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And then you bring your own hype man for what? Who paid y'all? Like, you know what I mean, bro?
Hey, so, get your bag. I respect it.
I get that, too.
Moving on.
But let's be real.
Denzel, awesome. Amazing energy. Mm-hmm. I had no idea really what to expect because the range of his music is so vast. But that was an amazing opener. He also got the crowd hyped enough to, you know, get ready for some Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Wait, hold on. I do want to talk about Denzel real quick.
Yeah.
Honestly, my favorite part for his entire set, where this little kung fu moves my boy was trying to pull off on this stage. That was lit.
Yes.
Good for you, bro. Keep that energy. Keep that energy.
Because he comes from, like, that, like, rap rock type of region in the music industry. So he's got that mosh pit energy. Like, on Kenny Beats The Cave, when Denzel was there, he was like, I'm like 10 niggas in one person. Pause.
That's fire.
And I was like, yes, bro, like, move as your own entourage. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when I saw him out there, I was like, that is the exact kind of, like, hype that I've seen from his personality before. I didn't really know what his hair was going to be like because I feel like every time I see him in any kind of media, his hair is completely different.
He's trying to pull the Kodak with the Bantu knots. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
He's got the big dreads, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, that was lit. Moving into Scott.
That was wild, Scott, bro. That little door was crazy.
Dude, yeah. I didn't realize. I was trying to figure out where he was going to come from on the stage, but that was a good one.
That was that little door. You know, I will say, I was sitting there sitting to myself, that nigga just sitting behind that little door, acting like it's a, you know, old gateway. But I know he's just standing there, waiting for shit to pop off. Like, but that's
standing
cool.
Standing there like, whatchamacallit, like in those kung fu movies when they're like, whoo!
Yeah.
Like, man, you're like jumping back and forth.
Hot man behind him.
You slash yourself in the face a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was amazing. I actually got a
clip for that. Can we play it? Since it's my own clip.
Yes.
All right. Let me pull it up real quick here. But yeah, I have clips from the weekend too, which we won't talk about later. But let's see, what do we got here? Yeah. Wait, at some point, this already shot in Cudi. All right, well, either way, the crowd was lit. I don't know what about y'all that heard, but was that one? Either way, but Kid Cudi came out, left, came back. We kept shouting. He kept coming out and doing more tracks. The light show was amazing. I'm not going to lie. Like, relax, Alexa.
I do have a video of the outro.
Of the outro?
Or of the intro.
Of the intro?
Yeah.
I
can put that up on something.
Yeah. So, I would say that's probably one of the best concerts I've been to. Obviously, you know, we're sitting down. Nothing crazy could happen, but the energy was there. People were still singing along. The women near me were crying. The dudes near me were crying.
Yes.
The ceiling was... Everything was crying, bro. Like, Kid Cudi had a real, I feel like, moment on the crowd. And again, for someone like me who doesn't listen to his music like that, I was like, I need to go back and listen to the catalog because it was pretty fire. And like you tell me all the time, I hear some of my favorite artists and his entire discography. So I was like, okay, this is lit.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, for the people listening, as Luigi mentioned earlier, he wasn't like a super huge fan of Kid Cudi. I've had to try to argue with this man about how important Kid Cudi is to music. And he's like, I just don't see it.
Wow.
But
wow. We're gonna take that out.
But as he said, having seen him actually perform like a major portion of his popular catalog all at once is like different than just being suggested it by people.
Mm-hmm.
And so like seeing Kid Cudi actually come alive as a as a character and not just like somebody that you hear in doing remixes or samples or that people use for his humming. Like, he's got the hums for sure. He hummed for like two straight minutes.
He did.
But you can also see, like, honestly, if Don Toliver had been there that night, way more people would have cried.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's just so much crooning and, like...
I was so hyped. I was so hyped. But it was a great concert overall. What was your favorite track you did?
Oh, that's difficult. Let me see. There was something... Let me look through my clips real quick. There was something that I was singing along to, and I hate myself because I was singing along to it so loudly that when I listened to the video, I'm like, I can barely hear him.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mr. Rager.
Oh, yeah.
When Mr. Rager came on, all the lights went red. Mm-hmm. Everybody started jumping. Mm-hmm. He started jumping.
I got a video of that, too. That was actually my favorite one, too.
That was insane. I was like, you know, I've waited so many years to hear this song in concert because he released that song around the time that he went into rehab. Mm. Like, that whole album was released, like, around that time, and so when I saw him last time, I don't think I saw that song performed because he was doing a lot more of his like older stuff. He had King Chip come out and they did Glorious at that performance, but that's another thing that happened. He brought out King Chip, as he often does. Bro, and that's always an amazing thing because like I love seeing people bring out the entourage.
He was kicking it in our area of the crowd. That was lit.
That what really?
Yeah, yeah, he I did. Didn't see he that. Did. Him and Denzel actually. They kept walking back and forth and shit.
That's fun.
So that was cool. The homie was acting like a fanboy. He kept screaming every time they walked by. It was hilarious.
Oh my god.
It was hilarious. But no, I liked it a lot. I was at the concert and I go, yo, like, especially, you know, when he was doing his monologues, I was like, yo, I'm feeling this. Like, this is deep. This is, like, I feel good. I feel better. Well, I still woke up sad the next day, so I don't know if it really worked, but. But overall, like, the message was very clear. And, like I said, from how many people around me were either mad, silent, or crying, except for this one dude who was arguing with his girlfriend, and this other dude whose girlfriend was like, oh my god, you and Kid Cudi look just alike. Please don't ever tell that man that again.
Oh my god.
Like, Jesus Christ, bro. I looked over when she said that, and if he really did, I would have been like, I see it. No. Stop. Stop.
Stop it. Yeah. Get some help.
Like your man for what he is and what he looked like.
My god, no way.
Yeah, bro. I was like, relax with that. But anyway, it was a great show. I'd say 10 out of 10. Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
Definitely.
I'd give it 9 out of 10. If you're able to like kind of have more of a crowd than just sitting down and stuff like that, I would have given it a 10 out of 10. Cuz to me, not being able to like, I guess it's my own preference, not being able to like maneuver through the crowd to go up to him for certain songs kind of got to me a little bit.
Yeah. But I mean, I can completely understand like why in production you would want to do that. And that was another thing that we talked about before, could have been a possible production like discrepancy between Don Toliver and Kid Cudi is Don Toliver, even though he'd be making like crooning music, he also does mosh pits and like getting people together and like getting people to jump here and there. And you can't do that when there's chairs in the crowd because that just causes another problem.
Especially if somebody gets a little too excited, the next thing you see are chairs flying.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, bro. Talking about, okay, I'll pull up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, I'll pull up. Hella chairs.
Yeah, man, that'd be crazy. But I'll admit about it. Bring guards. I was the first one in the, it wasn't the ICU, but it was the little nursing area, little emergency area. I had to get some Band-Aids, you know?
Oh my gosh,
Went X Games. That was crazy. Oh, we're going to leave it at that. Anyway, and then I would say, what was it, a week later? I went to the Weeknd concert.
Yeah, 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, 2 weeks. I went to the Weeknd concert. That was also lit. I'm a big fan of the Weeknd. I've been wanting to see the Weeknd for a while. So I'm glad because apparently, bro, like, the tour was sold out. It's the tour with the most attendance and highest grossing, like, income for like ever. Just overall and for a black artist. And honestly, like, I mean, you saw the pictures and I have videos and stuff. It was something to see.
Yeah.
It was something to see. Like, set design, this man had, like, an entire replica of a city, like, on the stage. I mean, it was at Lumen Field, you know what I mean? So he had the room for it. This man had globes. Like, he had, like, people walk. It was intense. That's like, the videos you see online, obviously, like, they've gone through effects and all sorts of other sound distortions. But seeing it in person, bro, like, it was something else. It was, like, to light up a stadium like that is crazy, right? Like, Lumen Field, bro, like, sold out.
Yeah.
And everybody went. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, they'll go, every ticket got scanned. Everybody was there. Which explains the $90 Uber I woke up with the next day, but whatever. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So, honestly, I would say that's probably my number one concert I've ever been to.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I'd show you the video. I guess I could just turn the videos down, but it was insane because I'll turn the volume down. But just from like the crowd of people, from the lights going off, like I said, the globe, the man.
Oh my God.
You feel me, bro? Like there was just a lot going on. Let's see, what else do I have here?
Damn. Yeah, the production is high on that.
Yeah, look at that. You see the city in the back? You see just the people in the crowd just there to see The Weeknd. I think he might have had the people in the red walking here.
Because the lights are so extreme, it looks like the video is clipping. But it's literally just like how they did the light effects.
Yeah, bro. It's intense. It was intense. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Did they give everybody like bracelets or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The bracelets, bro. Bro, yeah. Man, we're homies, so we're gonna talk about this. I went with a bad bitch, low key. That was a vibe. The reason I bring that up is because I know at one point the liquor hit and I definitely started singing along. So I didn't even know how that was received, but overall, I had a good time. The Weeknd, you know how much pull you gotta have grown men singing along to your crooning to women? Mm. You know what I mean, bro? To be in a stadium.
Or drugs? No.
You know, bro, like, I thought about it the next day. I go, and it's not even, because, you know, it's not really the masculinity thing. But you do have to stop and think, this dude walked out to sing to a whole bunch of women in the crowd, and a whole lot of dudes were just singing along. You know what I mean? So that's a vibe. Shout out to The Weeknd. I've been a fan since day one, so it was like a bucket list thing, you know, for me more than anything else. So yeah, that was a vibe. I'm glad I went. Everybody had fun, and after that, I went home, bro. Like I was content.
Hell yeah.
I was content. I was happy. I got to see The Weeknd. And honestly, his next tour, I'm gonna have to go to just to see what The Weeknd does next, because that was good. What do you have coming up next in terms of concerts?
Concerts, I haven't actually considered much yet. I'm thinking kind of more just traveling for the sake of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe trying to do some tattoo tourism.
Yeah.
At some point here. But we could go into trips booked.
Oh, flights booked. Yeah, man, I got a couple trips coming up. Well, we have a trip coming up beginning of October. That's going to be nice. Cabin trip with the squad, hanging out, talking about things, catching up. Everyone apparently got new jobs and doing new things, so that's going to be cool. Just adult things. I'm hyped for that.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear from Paulina, because I feel like every time we see her, she's had two new jobs since the last time we talked.
Yeah.
So I'm always excited to hear about how that's going, because she'll be doing like brand stuff, which is something I'm kind of interested in.
Yeah. The other thing too, at the end of, after that trip, I'm actually going to go to New York, hang out there for a while. Actually, bro, I'm going out there for a while. I didn't realize how long I was going to be out there for.
How long are you going?
Bro, like, I think it's like 10 days.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. That might not sound like a long time to people, but 10 days in New York is expensive.
Yeah.
I go, oh, Jesus Christ, I cannot. But
what days are you going?
I'm gonna be there over.
Oh, wait, hold on. We can't let him know how you.
Oh yeah, there you go. There
we'll
go.
Do that. We'll do that off
there.
Air.
You go. Yeah. All right, that was a quick. That was a good note, man. Cause I got ops. You know what I mean? Yeah, if you want to get into all that, I got people out there. Look, I'm joking. It's all peace.
But
love,
on the real
live,
though,
laugh and love.
On the real though, people do be seeing us out, and they're like, "Oh my God, we saw you there. We didn't think we'd see you there." And we're like, "Yeah, cause you weren't supposed to see me."
Yeah, man. I will say that has cause. It's happened a few times. People are like, "Yo, I like saw you." Da 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 da. Or
it happened at
even
Cutty.
Today. Even today, when I posted, I was at the gym. Somebody goes, "I know exactly where you at." I didn't like that. Yeah, nigga, I know exactly where you at. I go, "Huh?" I didn't like that.
Yeah, hell no.
So, and I guess that's the other thing too. You know, everyone wants to be in the limelight. Everyone wants to always be up to. They want people to see they're having a good time. Unfortunately. I am one of those people that if something's popping and I know you're just sitting at home watching Netflix, I'm gonna let you live through me. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm starting to not like that because when he said that, bro, I left. I go, I don't know why, you know where I'm at exactly, but I'm gonna head home and then we can handle this another way if we got to. So there's that. And then after New York, I'm starting to plan the birthday trip. I got a couple locations in mind that I want to attend or that I want to fly to. We'll see. I also want to talk about this new spot, bro, because we're recording in my new spot today. There's a lot of natural lighting in here. I want to get some plants. Yeah. I just want to make it more lively, you know, than my last spot. Because the last spot was great. I'm still in the city. We're still popping off. But now I have these, like, skylights. And, bro, I'm trying to hang some plants from them. I'm not going to lie.
I got some propagating for you that'll definitely work.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it because it's looking. I'm telling y'all, I don't even have to turn on the lights until after like what, 8-9 p.m. when it's dark.
Yeah,
that's how much sunlight we get in here, which also makes it very hot, but it's worth it. I'm also trying to make new friends in the area, bro, because I have all these trips coming up. I'm about to go to World Wrestling Entertainment, actually WWE, and. Actually, next week, next Friday.
Hell yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. I'll let you know how that goes.
Nice.
Because it was kind of odd pairing, you know, who I'm going with and stuff. it was. So I'm going to let you know how that goes. But, bro, I'm just in the city exploring, meeting new people, making new friends. We'll see. How do you feel about being in this large of a metropolis and making friends and retaining relationships and moving forward like that?
Well, I honestly have a lot of fun here. Like, I've lived here my entire life, and I have felt like it's been way easier to make friends and do new things at this stage of my life or this stage of my existence here. People are really willing to meet others these days, especially post-pandemic.
It's a little scary.
It is a little scary. Some people are too willing to meet.
Yeah, man. Because the thing is, people are always like, Ted Bundy would have had a ball in today's day and age. Bro, nothing's changed. The women are clearly just as easy to meet now as they were back then. You just had to send a letter first.
You just couldn't convince somebody to help you load a friggin' surfboard into the back of your car or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you probably couldn't get nobody to do that out here. But... I don't know, man. Motherfuckers see me struggling with a kayak, and they're like, "Do you need help?" And I'm like, maybe I do."
Yeah, man. It's like I had this one instance where I like met somebody for the first time, and they go, "You want to sleep in my house tonight?" And I was like, "You don't even know me." Obviously, you always go. Most people, anyway, go. I'm not a serial killer. Obviously, some people go, "You don't even know what you're about to do."
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know if that's me or not. Exactly. So how are you just going to invite me into your home? Like, that's a lot of trust to give on somebody in the first day. I don't trust people like that.
Yeah.
I don't trust people like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
We got to have a real relationship for me to just let you sleep on my house when I'm going to be sleeping there as well.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Cause
that's a good way to put it. You can sleep in my house, you know. You need to take a quick nap while I'm playing some video games. That might be a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah. while I'm not conscious.
Yeah. No, that's intense. Imagine, bro. You open your eyes and Kris Jenner really is over you,
whispering spells.
Yes, going off on hymns.
Oh
no,
my God.
I'm not doing that. That's dangerous. So those people have a lot of... I guess that's why I've never really been one for one-night stands. Because depending on how good it is, I'm known to doze off. You know what I mean? And I just...
Dozing off with somebody else there is dangerous.
Listen.
Misery.
This might sound like a really, really far reach. But if y'all ever seen Zombieland, that's where my mind goes every time. You just never know. Now the hot girl's in your bed, you're going to sleep, thinking it's all good. Now she's trying to chew your face off because the zombie apocalypse happened overnight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Call that extreme, call that whatever you want, but that is really where my mind goes. You cannot just be sleeping with other people at your place who you can't, one, rely on or know. Pro tip for everybody out there.
Also, up until this point, like, up until the last couple of years, especially for you, like, we both have been living on our own.
Mm-hmm.
So to just kind of, like, have somebody in your space that they know that you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I used to not lock my door consistently.
That was always crazy to me.
And the only reason why I stopped doing it is because, ironically enough, one of my exes would always pop up on me and just, like, walk into my apartment. I did not like that either. That's a serious boundary.
No.
Serious boundary infringement.
That was the last thing the last time I used to not lock my door was college.
Yeah.
That's because, you know, when we went to school, bro, like, you couldn't do shit without the neighbor knowing.
Yeah.
You actually couldn't take a shit without the neighbor knowing.
Literally.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that was...
bathrooms all back to back. Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do that I'm not going to catch you, bro?
Yeah.
So that was the last time. But then I stopped that because, like, just like you, I remember I was chilling at home one time doing dishes, talking to my mom, and a girl walked in and just said some wildly inappropriate things I'm not going to repeat, and I go, never again.
Yeah.
I've never been robbed. I've never gotten a home invasion, but, you know,
same.
Now I
literally only people that I know coming in and doing stupid things.
So now I just, you don't even need to know where I live now.
Yeah, literally.
So it's just one of those things. People are just a little, people are really trusting. And again, I'm not one that I personally feel like you need to be, like, keeping an eye out for. But there's a different level of trust when it's not somebody that you know you don't have to, like, really worry about. Which I guess you ever really know people, but that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, literally.
Because
we've seen some people hit the switch.
Yeah, bro.
I was just
too often.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
Too often.
And the thing that I hate most is those people are now doing way too good.
Are they?
At least one of them is doing way too well.
Yeah. Yeah. But to be fair, he's white and that they. No?
Not that one.
Not. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I'm a...
We'll talk about that off air. Don't let them know how you move.
You feel me? I'm like, who's out here doing good and shit? I want to know. FN Mecca and Capitol Records.
I don't even know where to begin with that. I just want to start with, you know, just because... This is the part where we're going to say the N-word a couple times because we're allowed to and Capitol Records is not.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
much do you think his deal was?
It has to be, like, surmountable, you know? Like, let's just assume that if... Who is it that we talked about last time? Their deal was $750? Who was it that we talked about last time? Was it Fivio?
90% of the industry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was Fivio who was like, yeah, bro, I'm going to 750.
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion's currently in a, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, like, people's deals are not as big as we think they are, mm-hmm. you know? So, let's just say that if an actual high-class, popular-name rapper is making, like, 750, then FMX's deal was probably, like, in the tens of thousands of range.
Mm.
And that's still a lot.
You know what he looks like?
For a character that doesn't actually exist, you know?
Do you know what he actually looks like?
The dude that was running it?
Nah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what that looks like.
the dude who did the voices, said he didn't get paid for one, and for two, bro, you're black. Why did you ever let them get away with this?
Yeah,
like, that's kind of wild. I wouldn't have paid you either.
But I mean, Rockstar Games has been getting away with similar actions.
I mean,
for a long time.
Yes, But I think the difference here is Rockstar got a past long ago that we just can't take back. So that's one. No.
I don't know. They somehow keep doing it, though.
But that's what I'm saying. We give them a pass that we can't take back.
Not the appropriation. I'm talking about hiring talent and not paying them.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Rockstar does that all the time.
Okay, yes, yes. But if I'm being real with you, like, come on, I'm sure that happens. And hey, bro, come in here. Say these words for me over this microphone.
Oh, yeah, you have him over just for a podcast episode.
But I know this man walked in on a deal where he signed some paperwork because this is your, like, you're gonna keep making the music because obviously you if you do Rockstar games, they get your voice. I'm sure there's engineering where they can, you know.
They pay you once. Yeah. That's historically why everybody hates Rockstar is because Rockstar pays their actors and stuff once. And
yeah, like those dudes don't pay royalties. The voiceovers for GTA 5, they got paid back in 2012.
Yep.
And that game, it's what, 2022?
Yep.
And this motherfucker, they just put out a new version.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know they didn't get a check for that.
Nope. They don't get, Rockstar isn't due because so many studios, like, get split across so many countries most of the time when they make stuff. They're like, yeah, you know, we're not gonna keep separating the money to pay everybody royalties. Like, we'll hand you $700,000, but you will not make a cent after.
And I'm sure I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, I'm one of those people, and I know the business people out there, the big wigs out there, and everyone else might disagree. Like, give me $700K, and you can have the rights to my voice for whatever work we did.
True.
It's my voice. I don't care. I still got it. I still got it. You know what I mean? Because people are like, no, you got to own your masters. You got to own.
I'll get in a bubble suit for you. You can record my whole movements.
Man, freak, like Lil Wayne's selling his record, his records and publishings for $150. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, why would you do that? Didn't you know? Again, we've talked about this before. Bro, somebody sent me a beat. I rapped over it. They gave me $150 million. People don't understand how many millions that is. That's a lot of millions.
Once you have, like, and especially being at the point where you can manage your own money properly, too, it doesn't really matter.
No.
Like, hand me the money right then and there, and I'll do what I need to do with it for the next 10 years.
And if you can't make $150 million last at least 10 generations, that's on you because if you, for some reason, got 30 million people in your family or you just spendy like that, you know what I mean, bro? Because let's take it. Lil Wayne has, what, 4 kids? And who? That's not to say they're all getting money. They might all get a... You got a... They might all get something, but that's not to say all 150 million is going to go to them. I'm sure there's a lot more work that goes into managing those assets and everything else like that. Because he also got it as, like, shares in the company, which means that money is going to grow over time. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you want to come record four albums that you're never going to own, but I will keep paying you for?
Yes.
How much? 10 mil that you'll earn over however many years, and then after that you get residual income. Yeah.
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 I'll take some royalties.
Yeah. Like, don't...
But we're getting off topic.
That's true. But I did want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Capitol Records, first one of the black guy who you shouldn't have gotten paid, because you should have never gotten...
Don't get scammed into this.
You should have never gotten suckered into this in the first place.
Bro, they sold you and they told you they were going to pay you
an NFT. I'm going to be real with you. If you would have accepted the check or gotten the check, this would have been a lot more worse for you. Like, you actually got paid. You took a certain amount of money to do this. You know what I mean? The fact they didn't pay you sucks, but come on. You know, the person they made didn't even look, like, remotely like you.
No. And, like, what they did was, it's like the opposite of Cyberpunk. Remember when they were like, we got John Wick, you know?
That's crazy.
We're going to put a homeboy in this video game. And then later on, he was like, yeah, like, I acted for it, but, like, I don't play video games. And everybody was like, what? Like, you don't endorse this game? And he's like, why would I endorse a game? I don't play video games.
Yeah.
I got paid, but, you know, I don't play games, so...
They said, pull up, wear the suit. I thought I was acting.
Yeah, exactly. That was
Man,
it.
I feel that, though, and I ain't even mad at that.
Yeah.
I ain't even... My person called me, they said, $750K, pull up and do a script.
Get your money up front. Mm-hmm. That's another good lesson from this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much the deal is. Get your money up front.
At least
half. And as an artist, as a creator, as any kind of person that uses skills that only you possess, you gotta tax people for that as Man. Much as you possibly can.
But do you think every artist has that luxury?
No.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure if he didn't do it, they would have found somebody else to do it.
John Wick. Oh, the black guy?
Yeah, the black 100%. Guy. 100%. But, you know, it's...
No, nah, let's be honest.
Yeah, they would definitely you, would have no, found no, no, somebody no. else.
Would you have done it?
Would I have done it? I would have made him pay me first. Shit. I would have been like, hey, yo.
Oh, shit. That's what we really got to talk
way,
about.
The way that I work is you pay me 50 up front. 50%.
Uh-huh.
And if they're like, yeah, we'll give you 50% up front. At least I got 50%. I'd be up more than this man. Nigga.
Exactly. Because that's the real question. Yeah, let's not say you're trying to talk. That was wrong. I think, bro, if the check was fat enough.
It's about knowing the team. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's a lot of projects over time. You know, a lot of us as kids, I'm not going to speak for myself or anybody else, but a lot of kids in 2012 were tricked into supporting that Kony 2012 bullshit without knowing what the fuck was going on in the back.
Until my man got caught running in the middle of the street with his meat slinging. That was another moment I'll never forget.
I will never forget that.
What was the thing called they had for Kony 2020 or whatever? No, Kony. It was like kids was something.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato performed that year because I was there.
Yeah,
I was there. I was like, it was crazy, bro.
Kony 2012.
Yeah.
Concert. Was that what it was?
Something like that. It campaign. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I forget what it was called. It was called something.
Yeah, yeah. So that was crazy. That's the day I was like, I'm not doing any shit to nobody.
That's what invisible y'all, children.
Invisible children. I was like, this is why now when I'm at the grocery store, they go, do you want to donate? Who's this dollar going to? Like, really?
Literally.
If it's paying for somebody's OnlyFans and they can run around the street butt naked, I'm not doing it. That's crazy.
But yeah, man, that's why you got to know what the team is like. You know, don't let nobody use your voice knowing that it's a white guy, you know, chilling behind a computer screen animating an NFT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do that. You know, work with a specifically, you know, African-American driven NFT project or something. Snoop Dogg is literally doing it nonstop.
But I mean, can everyone
no
get a hold of Snoop Dogg like that?
No, I'm sure that not everybody can, but I'm also sure it's probably not as difficult to work with an all-black team.
I guess that's true. But see, that's what a lot of people on Twitter have been talking about lately, though. Just because it's all black doesn't mean it's good.
That's true.
I've been seeing a lot of pushback on, you know, like Diddy, Rockefeller, Jay-Z, and all those, you know, big names and people we look at as icons and leaders. And people are like, if you guys look at their actual businesses, they're terrible people to work for still. And like this girl was like, go look at Rockefeller's Glassdoor. Rockefeller has like a 2-point-something. Overall rating to work at. So is it always good? Because I mean, like, do you think it's a stick to your own kind of people that would, do you think that would have made it work better? Honestly,
I don't know. I feel like we don't really need fake rappers.
We don't. I didn't get that approach because I thought that was like part of a real rapper's like marketing scheme, and then when I found out it was just completely digital, I just stopped looking into it.
The thing is like, you can't do Gorillaz because Gorillaz has already done it.
Yeah,
like Gorillaz works and as a concept
still doing it.
Yeah, like Gorillaz works as a concept because previously it was like two people, I believe, two or three people that was running Gorillaz, and they were a digital band. So it's like, and then they had like the black guy too that would rap and play drums sometimes. And so like, It was a moving project. Like, it worked really well because of how it was pieced together at the time. Because they were using technology that was, like, pushing the bounds. But to do this is not pushing the bounds. Like, you're just animating a character and using different voices. Like, Gorillaz was, like, specifically, we're making a band.
In real music.
Yeah, in real music. And these guys are like, we're going to animate a character and make somebody rap.
But did you see the post that FN Mecca made? He's like, how do I stop police brutality? They keep beating. Come on.
You're like, how are you getting beat up in VR?
He didn't get paid, bro. Do you hear this? This is embarrassing for you. Capitol Records, they put out an apology and moved on with their life.
Yeah, but you will now have to deal with this and be broke.
Yeah. That's sick. That's
ridiculous.
That is such a nasty way to wake up, and you got to deal with that every day. Anyway, so student loan forgiveness. Wow. Sleepy Joe finally woke up.
Did he, though? That's the real question.
You think they made him sign it in sleep?
That would be crazy. He was sleeping and is mumbling about student loan forgiveness, they said. Yeah, executive order.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I appreciate it. Mad love. Mad love to Joe, you know?
Right?
Yeah, man. That's all I can really say.
From left field, if I'm being real with you. It's like, bro,
somebody explained it. We're getting ready for another election.
Oh, yeah, it's like the midterms.
Yeah.
I've been told y'all Sleepy Joe isn't. And listen, it's not like I was voting for the other guy. I wasn't.
No.
But we're not going to sit here and say Joe ain't been MIA for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That first 2 years was a little confusing.
Yeah, bro. Joe's presidential run, to me, has been the equivalent of a guy who gets on Twitter every now and then and tweets and you never hear from him again.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? He goes, he'll hop on and go, democracy ain't never going to die. And then you go, all right, Joe, what you going to do? And then he don't even reply to you.
Nope.
You just, okay.
And sorry, then, I fell asleep.
Yeah. A month later comes out. Y'all not going to keep getting away with this. Gun regulations coming.
Yes.
All right.
Literally, every time he says some shit, it's like, hey, yo, I'm just popping in to let you guys know that I exist.
Yeah.
And so that my account doesn't get deleted.
Yeah. So, because, man, until it happens and I see that $20,000 knocked off my student loans, bro, I don't know if I'm going to believe, because this is the same guy who was reading the actual prompt on the teleprompter. So we're going to have to see if Sleepy Joe's real awake, because I know sleepwalking when I see it.
Oh, my God.
But, no, that's good news. And I know this is going to help a lot of black people, and yeah. I'm really happy about that. And I know nothing. I hope nothing fishy happens with this rollout, because, again, this would help a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know we can't even get into it, but I know a lot of black kids who went to school. This would probably knock off more than half their college debt, and that's what really. Like, I'm sorry to the people making too much money. I'm sorry to the people who don't feel like people deserve this. I'm sorry to all. Just the people who
I'm not like, sorry. Reparations.
No, I mean I'm sorry because, bro, it's just not about you, and I'm sorry it's not. That's but I'm gonna like this. I'm gonna take this, Sleepy Joe. You might earn yourself another vote if.
Nah, I want another candidate. Somebody who's even more blue.
Well, you gotta. I want to see some other things get done. You never know what else you might sign into order.
That's fair.
You gotta use this moment.
Bring back Elizabeth Warren Part 2.
Oh my God. You gotta use this moment. He could take it a step further and say, hey, man, we ball. All of it. You never know.
He could.
He
was also supposed to give people free community college education for
I think that's being rolled out too. So that's what I'm saying. Let's not.
I'm going to go back.
We'll let him feel himself for a second, because you know how niggas are, bro. You start telling them what they're doing is not good enough and they shut down. They just don't do it, period.
That's fair.
So we're gonna let Sleepy Joe rock for a little bit, and then we'll see what he can get done. I wouldn't mind a big old tax break and getting a new whip, all right? Is all I'm gonna say. So student loan forgiveness is a great thing. Nicki Minaj also dropped. That's another great thing. I've always been a fan of Nicki Minaj. I think she looks amazing. I think her music is top tier, bro. When I think of great rappers, I know the first comment was about her body, but let's be real. Nicki Minaj is bad. I think Nicki Minaj is one of the top rappers in the game, period. And I think Nicki Minaj can hold a ground with any rapper in the game. Just, like...
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, like, Nicki Minaj goes hard. I haven't listened to the album. I don't know if this is a compilation of past hits or if these are all new hits. Because I know it's called Barbie Radio Volume 1. But whatever's on it, I know it's going to rock. Because Nicki Minaj... Even if she's not in your algorithm, Nicki Minaj charts every year. She's still one of the most successful rappers, like Queen Radio. Okay. Nicki Minaj is also worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nicki Minaj makes a lot of money. I know she's real controversial because of her love life and whatever else she got going on the side. But when you look at Nicki's discography and everything else she does, bro, I ain't mad at her. I can't be.
You know, like, you're right. There's probably a lot of things that people have to say about Nicki Minaj, but none of them have to do with what we actually pay her for.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's like how I feel about all celebrities. That's why one of my favorite slogans about celebrities is, whatchamacallit, we only have opinions about them because we see them.
Yeah.
If we never saw them, we wouldn't have anything to say about it.
It's like the whole, you know, Kanye, like the dude, it's the exact same concept. It's the exact same concept.
If Kanye West only had 5 followers, nobody would know that he was tweeting about any of this.
No. If Nicki Minaj decided to date the worst guy in the community, you know, but you never ran into her, you would also just gossip and just move on with your life. It would never be big. But, you know, she's a public figure. And I think we got to stop holding these public figures to, like, such high standards. We don't know these people. But enough on Nicki. Same thing with DJ Khaled. He dropped his album. What do we think about DJ Khaled at this point?
DJ Khaled has been kind of exhausting to me for a while. I love his music. I love that he's able to bring people together like he does. But I'm kind of getting dry.
Honestly, the album was cool the first couple times I played it, but obviously you have those tracks you go back to, and it's just another DJ Khaled project. I know God did, but you know, it is whatever. GID dropped as well, or is it JID?
JID.
It's JID. He dropped. That album was fire. Every now and then we need an album of just bars, just rapping, people doing their thing and just kind of going off. And I think that's what that album was, honestly.
Hey, you know, I agree. I haven't heard all of JID's album yet. Mm-hmm. I heard, like, maybe one or two of the songs because of features, but that, I don't know. He always delivers the same kind of energy, and I've always respected it. I need to listen to more of his catalog, though.
Oh, 1 second. Sorry, I'm getting a quick text message here.
I gotta get going, too. I'm late. I had plans at 1.
All right. Oh, shoot. Things are not off. Last thing. Actually, that was it. Well, that worked out perfect. Because I got a couple phone calls to catch up on. But that worked out perfect.
All right, outro.
Oh. Man, we're going to talk about this off the record, too. But I did some things. All right, we out. It's been another great episode of The Winning Podcast. Thank you for listening. All DSPs, whenever this drop, it's been your host, Luigi. I'm distracted. I'm sorry.
And Caleb. So am I.
Right? We out.